Brought to you by Amstel. Slow brewed, extra matured. Not for persons under the age of 18. Think responsibly.
Oh, love Affair 2. Welcome to another banging episode of Groove Cartel. You know how we do Affair 2. We bring you nothing but the best. We've got the homie here, Ushi Nokikai, and he is going to play to kill. Homie, do your thing. Away. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. sobala ubupele bakho ngimgwisimanga wangisolisinyempesi seminyaka angikufanele 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 ukuthandwa nguwe
kaya, so senti na wishing kandi. Bata ubuye kaya, sampatwe na jila wangi. Ati kumbule kaya, so senti na wishing kandi. Bata ubuye kaya, sampatwe na jila wangi.
Oh, yeah. I did well in my life. manje sengisinda ngwele ngiyidiyele ingane zonke zeyikomi ngeke ningiphikelele ngizanizane lapha ebombi angike ngimphakelele andike ningijikeleze angithi sekufuza lo mlilo bana asaba ningiphikelele njengoba bengisiya sinda banana andike ningijikeleze angithi sekufuza lo mlilo bana asaba ningiphikelele njengoba bengisiya sinda
Yeah. Mi amor, está tan mal en un mazo. Lleva ni callaba, no como como basicabo. Estamos dos, mato sapo. Bushy dogs, and the master of the manito.
Okay, the end so. Team and expressive, I'm an adult. Stomushi will come in my wall. Skupu she bala go.
Patiki chima boy, uhambe ngayo siglida yo. Yanya ye bamba bo, obrigado ye shamati mo.
Samse kili lekje ni kachuke la poti. Sase kili loko se ni takandi alui. Laku famba ni ya babo na ajoni. Nikandi ya poti eske leta mani. Samse kili lekje ni kachuke la poti. Sase kili loko se ni takandi alui. Laku famba ni ya babo na ajoni. Nikandi ya poti eske leta mani.
Show me, but some matter money and but some money linking. Inking, I see people going to the man to see us. I got to the man. So, in pretty more monkey, in Ghana Zimbis, it is funny turkey. It's a kid and that's who put show me, but some funny bombi. A bombi, when a nice potty, but a nice potty. A potty, no one banging linking. Inking, but some banging linking. Inking, some banging linking. A son, because I always swear.
police officer. Asa, batutilu sile yena bamjeni ma.
Sile yena bamjeni ma.
Poro sile yena bamjeni ma.
Sile yena bamjeni
ma. Ushino sile yena bamjeni ma.
Sile yena bamjeni
ma. Aleshini sile yona bamjeni ma.
Sile yena bamjeni ma.
Kota sambe, asambe, asile kona. Kota sambe.
Mame, uti lusile tina siamcheza.
Tina siamcheza.
Uko lusile tina siamcheza.
Tina siamcheza.
Valeshe.
Valeshe.
Sabacheza.
Sabacheza.
Mame, uti lusile tina siamcheza.
Tina siamcheza.
Uko lusile tina siamcheza.
Tina siamcheza.
Valeshe.
Valeshe.
Sabacheza.
I am Tanda Matuke.
but it's okay. Kuma tumani mfana 2K, jive I'm 2K, I am tanda ma 2K. But it's okay, but tumani mani mute.
Swamba strele, nungindi yamba kwa pene, mobi yamba fele. Toki pa manga mpelele, swapi pa manga fele. Asi pa manga strayele, lalela manga ngege. Sobuna manga kwenzele, mwale ndi hama no msege. Mamuna manga ngegege. Swamba strele, nungindi yamba kwa mele, mobi yamba fele. So keep a man and telele, papi pa man and tele, as if a man has tryele, lalela man and yege, so bona man tak wezege, over the diamanum sege, no bona man and yege, yeah. And yege, yeah. And yege, yeah. Ladam day,
Costa Bella. Check it, keeping at in Bambi Lotto. Iloto, Iloto. At the card is Toko. Is Toko, is Toko. Sentin' Imoto. Imota, Ipolo. Sentin' is Toko. Is Toko, is Toko. Keeping at in Bambi Lotto. Iloto, Iloto. At the card is Toko. Is Toko, is Toko. Sentin' Imoto.
Buffetu, you heard that dope set by my homie Shino Kikai.
Kosia.
Bro, asbong.
Ah, well, I'm in the Kosia. Mau.
I'm a set Japan, but arigato.
Kosia. Shishine, but that's Chinese, but as it could up.
Asia. Somewhere.
Kosia.
What a set.
Thanks, bro. Thanks.
What a set.
Thanks.
You took us through, I guess, a representation of a collection of the music style that you've made.
Yeah. You could say that.
Yeah. I'm very curious to find out about you, Mr. Mystery Man.
What's up?
First thing, Shino Kikai. awesitshele libuya kuphi lelo gama
legama because you'll never get over but I actually love explaining it because it's a nice beautiful story. So Ushino is a nickname of my surname.
Alright.
Which was given by a friend of mine back in varsity.
Sure.
So we used to call each other ngama surnames. Abona, hey, Nas Bamban. So
sure.
Yeah, because my surname Angazbe, Katafukuluma, he was just shorten it at Shino. So my surname is Mashinin.
Sure.
So he'd be like, hey, Shino, Shino. So when I was coming up with a name for my like a stage name,
yeah.
I didn't want to be DJ something.
Okay. You know?
Okay. So okay. Isibongo to the
nickname.
Yeah.
Ah.
So that
so isibongo isibongweni kahle
kahle.
Surname. Yeah, double barrel.
Yeah.
Sure.
So I came across Ukikai because I just typed in my surname on Google Translate and then the different versions Italian then the Japanese one caught my attention.
Kikai. Sure.
So I researched on it and then it showed me that one of the synonyms was mysterious. I was like, okay, that actually represents me.
Yeah.
So let me use that. Shino Kikai. Sure.
I want to get into the mystery of your artistry.
Yeah.
I sound like a poet.
Yeah.
Mystery of the artistry. No, man. You come up, and what a lot of people don't know is that there are some bangers out there, Butuam.
Yeah.
And your name is there.
Yeah.
Take us through those bangers. And then after you take us through those bangers, I'm also very curious to find out what, how do we get to the point of making those bangers?
Those bangers.
Sure.
All right. So it starts, let me summarize it quickly without wasting time. But the biggest change in my life happened when Bolani Guitars called me in because I'm firstly like a musician before a DJ.
Sure.
So I play piano, that's my main instrument.
Sure.
So Tolani Guitars called me in, DJ Maphorisa wanted to do his first live show.
So, sure.
Matumani Live. Mm-hmm. So they brought me in because like I'm a versatile musician. As much as I was in jazz and gospel at the time.
Sure.
But then I'd also like released a single on DistroKid at the time.
Sure.
So they called me in to work with Amachita. Then, as they said, the rest is history. Obviously, after rehearsals, our first rehearsal was at Gabza's house.
Sure.
So after we played, Gabza was like, ah, guys, you can't leave without leaving something.
Okay.
Then we had our first session, and then from there, it led to more sessions. And yeah. I've been working with the guys close to 2 years. So most of I think the biggest song, I think would be Kusela. Mm. Yeah, my pianos are there. Mm. As I'm playing pianos, Kusela.
Give us five.
Five. I'm trying to think now. Kusela.
Sure.
Girls like Shonila, Ngulaleleni, Mahu. Mahu. Okay, I'm on half of Gabza's Goya.
Sure.
Most of the songs there.
Sure.
Kusela, I forgot those songs. It's been so long.
I think that's CV. Mauti, you're on half of Gabza's.
Yeah, and I'm on half of the current Scorpion Kings album.
Nice.
The biggest song that I'm featured on there at the moment is Mnigo Emali.
Sure.
But I'm on half, as an artist, I'm featured on four songs, and then I'm involved in the half of the album.
Okay.
So, which other song is big there? Right, half of the album, I'm there. Mostly stuff with Pori and Gabs, I'm there.
Okay.
Yeah,
most of the songs. Let us go back to the origins before you become Ushino Kikai.
Yeah.
You speak a little bit about you were doing jazz, you're doing gospel.
Yeah.
Can you then take us to the beginning? This is before you get into the playing. So
everything, all right.
It kind of had this game for an adventure.
For me, it started for the love of the piano. I remember I was in grade 2. We had I think my Afrikaans teacher. She played piano and she killed it. Whenever she sat down the piano, it was amazing. And then my second contact was Tunzi Namba of Joy Celebration.
Yeah.
Whenever like he was playing, I was like, I mean, this guy
sure
is crazy, singing and playing. Unfortunately, I can't sing. But I love the whole piano thing.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
There came a point at church where they needed young musicians. Because our pianist at the time started working, so he couldn't be available all the time.
Oh, for
so
sure,
like, okay,
yeah.
No, let's train. These boys. So at that time, I think maybe I was in like grade 9 or 10. I went busy, but then, you know, virtual DJ.
Yeah,
virtual DJ. I had to like have a couple of mixes, virtual DJ. But I was like, no, man, let me actually learn piano. Maybe it can help me. then I went into gospel. I fell in love with gospel, like the, as a genre. Then I went through the whole thing. Then after my trick, I took a gap year. You know, you don't get those gap year. So I took a gap year, and then I went to Free Jazz Music Academy just to do music. While I was thinking, if okay, do I still continue with what I thought I wanted to do? Mm-hmm. Then the biggest change came from my mom, because my mom was like, "I dude, when do this music thing, I can see it's in you. Sure. So I don't want to spend mine in Yigi Seva City and then you end up dropping out or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
So I'd rather send you to university and to study what you love. So yeah, I applied at TUT, sure, and yeah, I have a bachelor's in BTEC in music.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah. So from there, that's where the jazz came through from school.
Sure, sure.
So yeah, from church to gospel. And gospel, I also contributed a lot. A couple of artists. Some won awards.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
I mentioned, but now we have those
pixel apart, like some artists.
I've been the manga I mentioned, Mazon Kale. Yeah, I understand. I think that's one of the biggest artists.
Sure, sure, sure.
He worked in a natural celebration.
Yeah, yeah.
There's an EP, dude. Halime, that's also a producer shot EP.
Oh, nice.
Annabelle and Ketane. Who else? It's you, gospel. I'm in quickly of it.
Right.
But yeah, gospel contributed quite a lot as well.
Yeah.
I could say I was a biggish name.
Yeah.
One of the bigger producers.
So, you're clearly a musician who's destined for great things. And I say this because you touched on gospel.
Yeah, yeah.
Some of the work that you've produced there is award-winning.
Yeah.
Here,
yeah,
in the piano genre. Some of the music that you're working on, you know, of you, rather, you've worked on, is award-winning, internationally acclaimed.
Yeah, yeah.
How does this entire feeling, how is it for you at this particular point, knowing Uguti, when I touch izinto, they turn to gold?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's, funny enough, I don't really process it, actually. Because when I actually do process it, I tend to cry most of the time. My girl can be a witness of that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I try not to process it because it gets very emotional. Because
yeah, yeah.
I laugh sometimes. I'm like, hey, man. No, getting a phone call from a producer is nothing. Now. It's like, but I just call him up.
Sure, sure.
Before it was
sure,
like,
sure.
When piano started, I was like, yo, man, if I work with anyone, can it be these two guys?
Sure, 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 sure.
And
sure,
I'm
sure,
like,
sure,
I'm
sure,
constantly in their spaces.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, to a point, go to square right now, hooray.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So,
yeah,
like, they've become family. And then when it clicks in, with shit, man. Actually, I once wished for this and it's happening.
Yeah.
And so I try not to think about it too much, because when I do, I get very emotional.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, I can say I'm thankful for that experience.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah, yeah, thank God for that.
Yeah. This particular set, as I said when we opened it, it very varied from a style perspective.
Yeah.
If you can just take us through what your intention was, the mood that you tried to set, because Cesar relax, and then there was a bash right in front of you.
Yeah.
You can come at one point. And he was making threats now off camera. But anyway, yeah. So if you can just take us through your set, Mkhanje, bro.
Well, the set, I tried by all means to express myself, like how I am. Usually my set, they go like that.
Sure.
I don't know how long I play it, but
yeah.
I usually like within like a normal space, a normal club setting hour, I just do 30 minutes of good music and then 30 minutes of his group.
Okay, I hear.
Because I'm a versatile person. Like I can't even tell you my favorite color. I can't even tell you my favorite type of food.
I'm that type of person. Yeah.
I'm always your favorite actor. I'll name five. Favorite food, I'll name at least five or ten.
And your favorite ring of all the rings that you wear.
Okay, yeah, I have a favorite. This one.
Sure.
Prospect
wise, bro.
Yeah.
Look, when you work with somebody like Maphorisa, when you work with somebody like Okabelo.
Yeah.
This is obviously in the piano space. In the gospel space, you've also worked with some heavy hitters, Kara.
Yeah.
What is then the next move? I mean, this is not to say what you've hit your peak, but when you've worked with international superstars, just by the way, what's the next plan, bro?
Just to keep on growing. As I've said, I'm not a one-dimensional person.
Yeah.
So I really love piano, but at the same time, I'm also like working with Afrotech.
Okay.
Yeah. I can mention him, this bro. There's a bro coming up, Bradley, DJ. I'm producing his Afrotech EP.
Okay, EP. Yeah.
So, because I have a lot of Afrotech songs, but I can't release them now because I'm really focused on the piano. Let me not let them spoil it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I know, identified him. I'm like, I know, I'm fine.
Sure.
Yeah, well, so he's going to have some music coming up.
Yeah.
But now I'm seeing it. I'm basically going back to what I was doing in gospel, which I was mainly producing, because I'm also producing the next EP. I'm up here on EP from Lino, the vocalist.
Oh.
Yeah, so I'm in charge of that.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Damn, bro, you like, you're not processing only this big stuff. It's like you just drop, you know, Mlindo, you just drop Gabs, and you just drop my party. So you're like, nah.
Yeah, no, that's the thing that keeps me sane. Sure that I don't get big headed. Although I do have a big head already, so you know, you can't really.
Look, I can attest to that. I've got one too, so don't panic. Don't panic. I've got you covered on that.
Yeah,
thing.
Man. Yeah. So I just try by all means to just remain myself. I think as long as I don't lose myself. I'll be fine.
You seem like a very rooted and grounded person, and there's a lot of pressure also. So there's the glamorous side of the game, but then there's also the pressure when you've worked with Gabs and you've worked with Maporisa, and you then are expected, especially by us the consumers, which all the time now that we know who you are. Remember before it was kind of like behind the scenes.
Is it
something that's shaking you a little bit? How are you dealing with that, if it is an issue at all, Nakon?
It is, but I hand it over to my team usually, because like my album that I dropped last year, I was like, hey guys, okay, I can't decide which songs I want, so let's rather host a listening session and then I let the people decide.
Please
make sure that the people that attend this thing don't know me, and make sure that they don't listen to piano. So we had a lot of hip hop so when I was playing the songs, I could tell, but all right, bro, if they like these songs, then obviously means the piano gents will like the songs. When it gets to that point, I just delegate it.
So it just adds to that mystery
type of thing.
No, bro, it was an absolute pleasure having a chat with you. Absolute pleasure having you on Groove Cartel. And look, bro, we wish you all the best, Mfana. Enjoyed your set. Brought us a good energy. And that is which camera? That camera over there.
Oh yeah.
Nkalubakaya, your social media handles.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Right, so I'm Shino _ Kikai. Oh, wait, this one.
What's
that? I'm Shino _ Kikai. No, oh yeah, on most of them, Facebook, the handles are at Shino Kikai One. One word. And yeah, for bookings, info at Nema Music, NEEMA music.co.za. Yeah, but social media, basically my Instagram has all the details that you need. Yeah.
For bookings and whatnot.
Yeah.
Right. Brother man, thank you so much.
The best.
Fetu, I'm still Eshmopedi. We are still Groove Cartel. Better is brewing. Check you on the next one. Signing out. Awe.
The best. I mean,
brought to you by Amstel. Slow brewed, extra matured. Not for persons under the age of 18. Think responsibly.